Exit by Death. So I had this reply on X. I replied to a post on X that, yeah, these ancient buildings are not actually buildings. They're fake. Not in a way that they don't exist or the photo is fake. No, no, not that way. I said they are fake as in somebody put them there. They were not built. They are actually not supposed to be buildings. Well, yeah, they are buildings. You can live in them, most of them, not all of them. But somebody put them there just the same way as you prepare a children's room for he or she to come in, and you put a lot of toys there, dollhouses, such things. This is very similar. This is what they did. And I call them them, because, well, I don't want to say who, what, where, when, but either way, they put these buildings there, and that's where they are. And so there, 60,000 views got this comment, and there's like people coming at me, screaming, super rude, and calling me all kinds of name, and schizophrenic, and go kill yourself. Very, very nasty situation. And I don't jump back at them. I don't argue with them. Say whatever you want. This stuff don't get to me. But it was a very clear case of, I don't know, insanity or cyberbullying, I guess it was. It's a very bad behavior. It's actually very dangerous, because somebody who is kind of maybe weak in mind or vulnerable, and they maybe can't handle somebody hating them or calling them names and this stuff, they could harm themselves. It's a very, very bad situation. I mean, what's wrong with people? Why would you tell me go kill yourself just because I said whatever I said? I didn't offend anybody. I'm just talking about some old photo about some old buildings. Whatever, I feel that's the case about the buildings. And they call me schizophrenic. They say, go take your medicine. They said, oh, you're not well. Go to hospital. You're mentally ill. And a lot of them use the word schizophrenic. Like, it's almost like there was some kind of coordinated attack, like some kind of group of bullies, something. Although they seem very different accounts, but what I don't understand is how come almost every one of them used this word schizophrenic. I don't understand it. And it's really nasty. It's really, really bad. And again, what if somebody is not like me? I mean, I'm not saying I'm like some kind of superhero or something, but there are people who are vulnerable, and I can't say that we're vulnerable. I can't say that word. Either way, you know what I mean. Like, they're weak, or some kind of trauma or something. They could go do all kinds of harm to themselves, get depressed. I mean, we have seen news that people kill themselves, suicide over cyberbullying. I don't understand it. What's in it to you, what I think of a building? No, really, what? What's your problem? If I say it's fake, no, it's not fake. Okay, so why do you say I should go kill myself? But what is this? And it doesn't get to me. I mean, they don't even go under my skin, even touch the skin. I don't really care. I think it's just weak people talking this way. The bullies are actually weak, and I pray that they become more loving, more understanding, like really that they should tolerate a difference of opinion in others. And which is actually interesting, because this comment of mine was in a post where supposedly it's supposed to be this group of truth seekers and all kinds of freedom lovers or something like that. I don't know what they call themselves. I don't really I'm not into politics. I don't care about news and politics, this president or that president. I don't really care. It's none of my concern. So anyway, these are what these are, that kind of people. They talk very loud that they want their freedom, and they have been lied to about history, about this, about that. But say two words that doesn't fit their whatever worldview they have, and they start calling you schizo and want you to kill yourself. Some people said they should bring in insane asylums back, so they should put people like me in it. Which is funny, because on one hand they complain that, oh, in the old world, before the reset, or whatever it is they call it, that they put whoever didn't go along with it in an insane asylum. Extremely ironic, the whole thing, because then the very same people that complain about that coming directly at me and tell me to go seek medical attention, I have some kind of mind issue, or so I'm schizophrenic, and it's just so, I don't know, it's sad, or should I laugh or cry, I don't know. But my main point on this episode, I'm sorry, by the way, I'm breathing weirdly because I'm kind of exercising at the same time. The point is that bullying is not okay, this kind of bullying, cyberbullying, I don't know what it's called. It's bullying is bullying. It doesn't matter if it's digital or physical. It's not okay, and not everybody's strong. I mean, maybe, I don't know. I don't want to judge them harshly. But like, maybe they don't actually mean such bad, so much. I mean, they're like upset, maybe. I don't know what they mean, what they want, what's their goal. Like, what's your goal if you tell me to drop that? What is it? Just because I think something about some building. You don't like it, then don't read my opinion. That's it. You know, just don't read it. Move on. What's that text? What's the name calling? I don't understand it. Why? So it's like, I think they have some kind of mental issue because they can't tolerate a difference of opinion or some kind of infection going on. I'm not sure what this is, but whatever it is, you should be more tolerant to other people. Again, this stuff doesn't bother me. It's not a rant. It's more like a concern of me that these bullies, they do these things, and I wonder if in real life they do it too. Maybe they don't mean bad. Right. I was saying maybe they don't mean anything bad by it. Like, they're like messing about, just fucking around, joking and having a laugh. But this is not funny. I mean, maybe it's funny for you, but you have to consider other people, the person that's on the other side, on the receiving side of this kind of bullying, that person might take it seriously. Maybe they will feel down, depressed. Maybe they will have suicidal thoughts or something like that. I got a friend, and the friend asked me, are you okay? This is strange. Why is 60,000 views, everybody attacking you or something? I said, yeah, it's weird. Are you okay? Does it get to you? I said, no, I don't really care. They don't exist to me. I don't speak to them. You know, like, if I say something and this kind of people, I will use this term extremely loosely, people, I'm not talking to them at all. So it doesn't bother me. You can say whatever you want online to me. I don't care. I will respond to you as much as possible, respectfully. If you call me crazy, I say, okay, thank you for your opinion. Like, you say, oh, sick, mental something, go to a mental hospital. I said, yeah, but thank you, but no, I'm fine. Or, and they give this kind of advice in a way that almost sounds like they are pretending to be doctors. And that's not okay either. Are you a doctor? What do you know about my mental state? You can't just tell people, do this, do that, take your medicine. Like, It's just strange things they say. Second time I apologize. My breathing is strange because I'm exercising. So that is why I'm breathing kind of weird. Like walking and doing aerobics. Yeah, so cyberbullying is not okay. It's not funny, it's not cute, it's nothing. To me, it's just nasty. But it's also kind of fun. I mean, I had a blast answering them, and sometimes I kind of sort of not offended them, but I said a few truths that I wrapped in some kind of funny text. And I don't think they got it at all, because they're, I don't think the intelligence level is that high on these individuals. People, the term people I use very loosely. So I don't think they are, yeah, I don't think that's a lot of intelligence in there somewhere. So something is missing. Or maybe they are traumatized, or maybe they were bullied when they were kids. I'm not sure. This is not a therapy session for them, but I just had to tell that don't bully others. And also, if I say something that you don't like about anything, I say, hey, this building is ugly. Okay, you don't agree with me, fine. Say, oh, I don't think so. No need to call me names. Am I crazy for thinking a building is ugly, for example? Why is that making me crazy? I mean, like, there's no logic in this kind of behavior, and it's very extremely animalistic behavior, in my opinion. That's why I use the term people very loosely. I don't claim to be fully human. Actually, I'm not even from Earth. But we are not on Earth at all, so, but that's another subject. But I did talk in another podcast that we should strive to become human, because we are all in a way animals in this flesh body. We are not spirit or higher beings or something like that. And being doing a bully session on someone for 2 days, two straight days, they were at me vomiting all kinds of nastiness. That's not human behavior. Let's be honest, let's face it. That is not human behavior. That's, as a matter of fact, that's almost not even animal behavior. It's lower than that. It's almost demonic, almost near levels of Sheol or hell, wherever it is down there, the scary place. It's that, because if you talk to a bird and insult the bird, I mean, they don't care. They don't insult you back. And another thing is, somebody asked me, why don't you care what they tell you? This is a very interesting question. Of course, this very same person suddenly started swearing at me and blocked me. I have no idea why. We were having a nice talk about it. He was saying, why don't you care? I said, why should I care? I don't talk to them. It's like I go to a barn and talk to a cow or an ant. I mean, that's, I don't do that. So these are like, if they hear me, if you're standing in a park, you're talking to your friend, right? And, there's a bird there and an ant. They hear you. Do you talk to the bird? No, I don't. And that's the thing. So I don't care what they say. It's just sound to me. If there is no logic, there is no intelligence behind whatever it is you tell me, that's not talking. That's just sound. So if you type all kinds of nastiness without a reason at whatsoever, you have no reason to attack me just because I have a theory of what's building. So if you do that, if you stoop that low, below the animalistic level even, then whatever you say doesn't affect me anymore, because that's not an insult, that's just sound. That's just a sheep going bah, bah, like that. I don't understand it, and I don't listen to it. Like, oh, cute sheep, that's all I can say, that's it. Or, oh, what a bad sheep. Better be careful, it could bite you or kick you. which is, it is a kind of violent behavior of on their behalf, and from their side. I mean, bullying is violence. It's a violence of mind, thoughts. I don't know how to explain this. I wonder if they could reach you physically in such situation. They would start punching you, for example. Who knows? They call me nuts. I don't know. But I don't think they're actually nuts. I don't see them as a so-called nut job that they called me at that time. Nuts. They are, I mean, to be a crazy person, to be a nut job, I'm joking, nut job, but like, even to be a nut, you have to be somewhat of a human first. You can't be a sheep and be a nut. It's just not possible. A sheep is a sheep. And this is what I mean. This kind of behavior is so low, so much below human and so much below the animal that it's demonic almost. So you don't even reach the level of nut or crazy to me. So I'm not going to even call you a nut or crazy. You're just nothing. And that's my stance on it. That's why the guy asked me, why don't you care? This is why. Why would I care? Why would I get offended? Like, if you pick up an ant and the ant bites you on the skin of the tip of your finger a bit, would you get offended by the ant? No, the ant is doing its thing. Maybe it's scared. Maybe it's panicked. I think it's similar with these. They are maybe scared or panic or something new comes about and they don't understand it. Oh my God, he's saying something about some building. What? We don't understand it. So we better bite him. We better attack him. That's not a nut job. That's just nothing. That's just a strange behavior to me. And interesting and somewhat entertaining to a degree, maybe 5 minutes, but after that's kind of boring because they don't even come with original insults. Again, insults, I use it loosely because somebody random on bank called me schizophrenic. That's not an insult. Okay, that's at best his or her opinion. I don't care. So they use these and I don't see it as insult, and it's entertaining again, but 5 minutes. After 5 minutes, it bores me. Like, fine, I heard it, schizo, not job. It's okay. They don't have new words either. They just repeat the same. It's almost creepy. Like a hive mind, in a way. A hive mind of strange demonic entities that keep attacking you, screaming at you, scratching you, kicking, biting, saying bad words, in a way trying to get at you, get to you. They try to get under your skin. And to my actual listeners, the humans, or those that are like me trying to become human, don't let cyberbullying get to you. I understand it, though. It's difficult. But think of it this way. They are lower than you. Since somebody jumps at you this way because you said, I don't like this building, or I have this theory about this wall, and they jump at you with name-calling and threats and all kinds of nastiness, don't let them get under your skin. Just let it go. It's nothing. It's as an old series, Friends series, it's funny. They ask something from Joey, and Joey say it's moo. It's a moo point, not moot, but moo. They said, what do you mean moo? He said, it's like a cow's opinion. It doesn't matter. It's moo. It's the same. See it at that. They talk, they say things, but it's not talk. Don't see it as talk. Don't see it as words. It's just nothing. It's moo. Simple as that. Just move on. I mean, look at it or read it as a novelty. Like, oh, funny. The cow said moo. And that's it. That's it. Don't listen to them. Don't get them get to you. Because that's bad. They try to get to you and they try to make you harm yourself. And it's very bad. Very, very bad. And always seek support if somebody starts bullying you or a gang of people or a group. Go seek help. There are these professionals, there are helplines. Call them. It's okay. Talk to your parents, family, relative, neighbors, if you don't have anybody, go try to seek out to a church maybe, or even police, I don't know. Like, some stuff can be very serious, of course. So don't take it lightly, but also don't let it get to you. Remember, it's like a cow's opinion. It's nothing. It's moo. Thank you and goodbye.